But here's the deal. Just because you say something, because they call you a Reb or call you Reverend, you know, or like y'all call me Bishop, I don't care. I used to have much light in that area, but I care less. Just to tell you the real truth. But listen to what I'm about to say. They call Ben, and I made mention of this before, and this is what confuses people. And this is why you go to the Bible and find out what God said. And it says, in the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And then you go to Galatians, might as well do it. But we go to Galatians chapter 3, verse 28, 29. Let me get there real quick. And it says, verse 28, and it says, there is neither what? Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither what? Male nor female, where? For you all are one in Christ. When in Christ, gender ceased to be, and we become his body. You a member, I'm a member. Whether you are female or male, you're one. You're like him. We make up his body. And here's what I want you to understand. Whether you're male or female, you have the same authority. Everything it took to make the man, the male, it took to make the female. So for people to say things like this, that's why it brings confusion, and you and I have a hard time operating in our authority unless this is cleared up with the word, revelation knowledge of the word. You think because I'm a male, I can stand here behind this podium. You're a female, you can't. How dumb can you get? I walked up here on two legs, and how you gonna call me female on two legs? I look at you with two eyes, how are you going to look at with two eyes? I hear you with two ears, what do you hear me with? Somebody said the only difference between this what makes we both are men or we are a man. One is a man with a seed, and the other is a man with a womb. That's the only difference. And it's for multiplication, reproducing. But as far as your spirit, are y'all getting this? As far as your spirit, you're just like your daddy, Father God. All right, so let's unravel some of this. Hallelujah. So verse 8:28 says what? And God cursed them. Oh, verse 28, Genesis 1:28. And God did what? Blessed them. And God said unto them, what? Do anyone understand the word fruitful? What did it mean to you and your understanding? What did fruitful mean? Decrease? Fly away? It means to increase, replenish. Right, multiply, add, multiply. He said, be. He didn't say try. He did what? So let's take a few minutes, because just take a and look at this. He did what? He blessed them. What is blessed? That means you were enabled by God to increase. He put his blessing. That was empowerment placed on you to multiply. And when you operate in this, there's nothing can stop it. You've been blessed by God to increase, to multiply, to win, to overcome. God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and what? Multiply. Notice he didn't start off with adding. He jumped all that and got to multiplication. Multiply and what? Now notice what it said. Replenish. Because verse 2 said the earth was void and what? And void and full of darkness. But now he had cleared up. He had put light in here. And all the corruption that was in the earth is gone. He said, now do what? Replenish. Put back. Then watch it now. Replenish, right? The earth. And do what? What did it do? You take control. You control what goes on, how it operates. Don't you subdue it. You control it. You have dominion. You take authority. I created you to rule this earth. I'm going to show you in just some more in just a minute. But Adam forfeit that. Hallelujah. God's original plan for man was forfeit by Adam. This was what you're seeing, the chaos in this earth, never was planned by God. Are you hearing me? But when Adam forfeit his right by allowing an outlaw, an alien, an evil spirit, God's enemy, Lucifer, Satan, to come in this earth, and he literally gave Satan his dominion. And if you check it out, just don't take my word, just go to the book of beginning, we're right there, and read it. You've never seen any kind of disease, any kind of lack, any kind of anything until Adam sinned. That's when it began. That's when it began. When he sinned. You saw Cain kill Abel. You saw all kind of stuff start happening after what? Adam sinned. Not before, but after. These things that is going on right now is not the will of God. That is causing you hurt, pain, suffering, lack, confusion, divorce, cussing, killing, fussing, fighting. God never been the author of any of that. God speaks. And you say, why did he allow it to go on? Good question.